Thomas Cromwell is probably the least sentimental Englishman ever to run the country. He understood with the clarity that Henry could never quite manage that it would not be enough for the break with Rome to be proclaimed and then expect everyone to fall into line. He was anticipating a fight, and he was prepared to fight hard. Cromwell knew that sooner or later the Pope would throw his big gun into the battle, excommunication. And if the king was to win the war, he'd better fight back with something more or less novel in the language of politics, namely patriotism. The country had to be aroused to a new sense of its sovereignty, its potency, demonize Rome as the foreigner, the alien, the enemy. To this engine of chauvinist propaganda, Cromwell added the necessary machinery of coercion. An oath had to be sworn, recognizing the royal supremacy, the legitimacy of the heirs of the King and Queen Anne, and the bastardization of the Lady Mary. Insulting the new queen was treason, calling the king a schismatic or a heretic was treason. For the first time in English law, it was a crime just to say things. Cromwell managed to turn England into a frightened, snivelling, jumpy place, where denunciation was a sanctimonious duty and countless petty little scores got settled by people who were protesting that they were just doing the right thing.